Hey, folks, welcome to this special premium podcast episode from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Now, occasionally I talk about some kind of weird things that might sound a little bit woo-woo, and occasionally I put them out on the premium podcast because, frankly, they're just a little bit too out there for the general population. But I do know that there are those of you who really like the most cutting-edge biohacks and who like to delve into some of the things that tend to fly under the radar when it comes to health and recovery and performance. And so here's my confession. I actually sleep on a crystal-embedded mat that releases infrared light. Yes, you heard that correctly. Now, I'm going to play for you in just a moment an interview with the physician who lives in Brazil, who introduced me to this mat that I sleep on. But before I do, just a couple of things. First of all, it's called a biomat. Now, at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/biomat, I will have a link where you can go and read about how this thing actually works. You can delve into the research, you can delve into the nitty-gritty science, and you can delve into some of the things that I think my guest today didn't do a fantastic job explaining, but he did kind of go over the basics. Now, the idea here is that far infrared therapy is something that can be used to enhance growth hormone release, increase blood flow, improve recovery, and even encourage the elimination of things like cellular waste and toxins. And another type of therapy called negative ion therapy can help to mitigate a lot of the positive ions that tend to build up in the body due to exposure to toxins, pollutants, and especially electromagnetic fields from computers and things like that. So the idea behind the biomat is you combine the release of far infrared waves, the same thing you get from like an infrared sauna or an infrared light, except on a much more magnified level. You combine that with negative ion exposure from crystals that are embedded in the mat. And that 1-2 combo not only makes you fall asleep faster and heals the body more quickly while you are asleep, but also allows for much quicker recovery from things like workouts and daily stressors because you are enhancing blood flow, you're increasing the speed with which cellular membranes heal, and you're also getting enhanced growth hormone release. Now, again, I don't necessarily expect you to completely take my word for it, and I want to make sure that you see the research on this thing. So I will put a bunch of helpful links for you in the show notes for this premium podcast episode. The biomat is subjected to some pretty rigorous quality testing. It is an FDA-registered Class 2 medical device. And finally, before I play my interview with Dr. Circus, it's not necessarily a pocket change. The thing costs, the one that I have, the Biomat Pro, which covers about half my bed, that costs about $1,700. And like I mentioned in the episode with Dr. Circus here, I didn't pay $1,700 for it. I basically pay $173 a month, and I pay that for 9 months, and then I own it. So it's 0% interest, but it kind of frees things up from a cash flow standpoint. And the other cool thing is, and this really helped me when I first bought it, is you can get it, and if you don't like it within 30 days, you just send it back. That originally kind of gave me impetus to just delve in risk-free, and literally within a day, I knew it was a keeper. So it's really, really interesting, extremely cool biohack, probably one of the more valuable things that I've acquired over the past year when it comes to bettering my body, my sleep, and my recovery. So listening to this episode with the doctor, and check out the biomat at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/biomat. Bunch of helpful articles, FAQs, everything you need over there to grab one of these. And again, the one that I personally got is the Biomat Pro. And I plan on getting three more, one for my wife and one for each of my children. So super duper cool stuff. So listening to this podcast with Dr. Circus, and just email me, ben@bengreenfieldfitness.com, if you think this stuff is cool and you have more questions. All right, enjoy. Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield here, and my guest on the line with me right now, I believe, is at an internet bar somewhere in Brazil, and it is once again the world famous Dr. Mark Circus. He's been on the podcast before. He holds the honorary title of Doctor of Oriental Medicine. He was one of the first nationally certified acupuncturists in the United States, and for years he's been researching the human condition, the causes of disease. He's the director of the International Medical Veritas Association. He sits on the board of advisors for the Superhuman Coach Network. I'll put a link in the show notes for this episode to other articles and features that Dr. Circus has had over at BenGreenfieldFitness.com. But today we're going to talk about a really cool piece of technology that I've personally been using every single day, and it's called a biomat. I've had my biomat for about 2 months. I take a nap on it every day and essentially wake up in a pile of my own drool because I fall asleep so well on that thing every afternoon. My kids love it and curl up on it. My dog actually sleeps on the biomat. And I wanted to get an expert on this thing and the person who first introduced me to this particular piece of technology, Dr. Mark Circus. So, Dr. Circus, thanks for coming on the call today.
Well, thanks for having me, Ben.
So I guess in terms of jumping right into this thing, can you explain what the biomat actually is?
A love machine.
A love machine. I like it.
It's not something to like. It's something most, I would say, about 90 to 95% of people fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. It's really hard not to because it feels that good. I was given one. I didn't get into it because I bought one. I was given one by a cancer patient about 14 months ago. And it changed my life in many senses. It's, I started out, she gave me a mini one, and now I'm filling up my sanctuary with these professional size ones. And I sleep on it every night. It's a little bit like the idea of a far infrared sauna, except you don't have to get in it. You lay on it, and it's a mat, a mattress, and very well made, and it radiates you, whether it be all night long, or if you have cancer or some serious disease, you need to use it aggressively during the day, it radiates your body with light, far infrared light. And the far infrared range, as it interacts with the water molecules in the body, which is about 99% by number is water, we are, it adds energy to the water. It's heating, and it adds energy.
So the first thing that you mentioned here was infrared. Mm-hmm. This biomat doesn't actually emit light. How do these infrared waves actually work, and why is infrared something that's healing or therapeutical for the human body?
Well, it is light, so they are light emitters. The you don't see the light because it's the far infrared range.
Okay, so it is emitting a light spectrum, and the reason I ask is obviously it can be on your bed at night, and it's not actually, you can't see light, but these are waves that it's releasing.
Right, they're light waves, and they penetrate quite deeply into the body. And for a cancer patient, for instance, or anybody fighting, any type of immune deficiency disease, if you use this thing aggressively, it'll raise the core body temperature by 1 degree, and that'll increase your immune system strength by about 40%.
And as far as that particular wave goes that you're lying on, is there a difference between like lying on a mat like this that emits an infrared wave versus sitting in an infrared sauna or even like setting an infrared light beside your bed?
Yes, it's a big difference in terms of the penetration power. You put it right, you know, you put your body right on it, and you can actually make a sandwich. You can use two of them. A cancer patient might use a big one and a small one and really kind of bake the cake, so to speak. But because you cancer will die at a lower temperature than human cells. So it is hypothermia is a treatment for cancer. But that's not why people fall in love with it. They fall in love with it because when you lay on it and this light penetrates you, it feels like, and this is why the dogs love it, it feels like a great warm hug from the person you love the most in the world. It's just warm. Because that's why, you know, when we cuddle with somebody we love, part of the experience is exchanging far infrared. All bodies emit this stuff.
Yeah, it's extremely interesting. And I know that there actually has been research done on infrared and laser light for depression and seasonal affective disorder as well, which is, you know, perhaps why, you know, I picked this thing up towards the end of the winter. And it was simply amazing to go in there on a snowy day or a rainy day and curl up on it the way that I would feel after waking up from having laid on that biomat for about 40 to 60 minutes was absolutely amazing. It literally changed the way that I felt from a mood standpoint. So we've got this infrared light that it emits. And this infrared, you mentioned that this type of temperature treatment is useful for cancer. But there's also hormonal and recovery effects?
Oh, sure. The whole body is affected. So now, you warm the body up and you add energy to the body because you're adding energy everywhere. So there's more energy.
Now, how is this different? Just because I'm curious, because my body does feel warm when I get off of it. How would this be different than like a damaging wave spectrum, you know, like getting exposed to a microwave or an X-ray or something of that nature?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, let's talk about cancer and regular medicine. Regular medicine, oncology, or just diagnostics in general, they use very dangerous radiation. And for cancer, they use type of radiation that causes cancer, to treat cancer. Very smart. Yeah? It really doesn't work because you're creating more cancer. So you're just dooming a person to eventual miserable death. In terms of far infrared, it's the safe end of the light spectrum. It's safe. You could be on it all day long, and your only problem is overheating or getting dehydrated. Mm-hmm. But in terms of radiation itself, it's safe radiation.
Okay, got it. So the wavelength of the far infrared waves are not actually causing damage to cell membranes.
No, not at all.
Along those lines,
the near infrared and far infrared are both very safe.
Okay.
We live in a universe. We just live in a universe of this type of radiation. And this part does not, it warms us. It doesn't bother us.
Right. So it's the actual, literally the micron wavelength of this far infrared spectrum. It's simply not at a wavelength that's able to cause damage to cells, but it can heat the body to the extent to where even if you had something like, say, cancer cells are going to die at a lower temperature than other cells in the body. So it could be useful against something like a cancer cell.
Right. They, in England, I'm not sure any place else, they have a center where they microwave you. You microwave your cancer for the same effect in terms of, you know, applying direct heat. Of course, that's going to cost you probably about $18,000-$20,000. And then the microwaves themselves are not in the safe range.
Got it.
So you got that complication. But the far infrared, you know, it's like, you know, is it safe to, you know, hug somebody all day? Yes, it is.
Got it.
Infrared, okay. Just
interesting. Now, the other part of this that's kind of interesting is the biomet's a little bit, it's almost a little bit firm or hard because it has these rocks or crystals embedded in it. And these release negative ions, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it emits negative ions, which is another aspect of energy, very subtle.
Now, how does that actually work? Like, how do you go from a crystal to a negative ion exposure, and why would that be beneficial for the body?
I've been into negative ions for about 3 decades, starting with the University of the Trees and Christopher Hills and the ion generators. So it's like, being next to a waterfall or being by the ocean. It's very noisy here.
That's all right. We understand the internet spotty where you're at. So these negative ions, how exactly do they work?
Well, as I even though I say I've known and worked with this for 3 decades, I'm not a negative ion scientist. Why would being by a waterfall or by a river or the ocean helpful? It's because there's more energy, more static energy in the air, compared to a very dead space. If you walked into a dungeon or something, and there was no light and no negative ions, you'd be very different than sitting there by the waterfall.
Okay, interesting.
So I'm going to give you those. It's like best I could do is like it's like and it's sparkling energy in the air, or in this case, going into your body, and it has a different. Like my wife is a Reiki therapist, and when she does Reiki, we also deal with very subtle energy. When she does it when somebody's laying on a biomat, she can feel everything being enhanced. Now, whether that's the far infrared or the negative ions or both. But yes, it is firm. I don't mind, I don't like such a firm mattress, but I don't find lying on it at night, which I do every night. Uncomfortable.
Well, what I do is it comes with this wool mat that apparently assists with ion conduction, and I put that over the top of it and then put another comforter over top of that and then sleep with basically a little bit of a padding between the biomat and the rest of my body. Yeah. And the one that I use is called the Professional. So it's basically about the size of a little smaller than a twin bed. So and I'm actually going to be getting my wife one here pretty soon too, so that we can both have one underneath us while we're asleep and then eventually expand into the kids. So you've also apparently, in addition to far infrared rays that are released by the biomat and then the negative ions, why is it that they would have something like amethysts as the crystal that's embedded inside this mat?
Well, crystals, there are people who are really, really into crystals. I live where I am here in Brazil, is in the interior highlands, and it's a huge crystal on the ground. It's just the whole area is crystallized. And, of course, everybody, for the 22 years I've been on here and gone from here, people talk about the crystals in this place called Alto Paraíso, or High Paradise, having more energy. So people, and then scientists, they get into crystals and using them to focus laser beams. And crystals are a mathematical concentrator of energy. So this company came up with a bright idea to put these crystals in there, and it just enhances, as opposed to just a flat far infrared ray, which you might, sit in front of a light bulb getting that. Here you're getting it's a machine that the bottom line just, it does good for you, it feels good. I remember the first time when I first got it, I had a very upsetting conversation with somebody on the phone. And I got off the phone and I jumped right on the biomat. And it felt so good, I couldn't even suffer from the emotional distraction or whatever the conflict was.
Wow.
Well, you sleeping on it.
Yeah, I've done phone calls and consults while I'm sitting on it. I've done yoga on it. I'll simply just lay it out in the middle of the floor sometimes and just lay there in between phone calls, just because, you know, you get exposed to a lot of positive ions when you're working on the computer or when, you know, you're on an airplane or anything like that. And this negative ion exposure seems to help out quite a bit with that as well. So,
and in terms of pain, you know, it's one of the big items in my protocol that it really addresses pain in a very, very good way. I mean, nothing like coming home if you've done something very strenuous, whether it be, you know, physical workout, or, you know, gone past your limits or totally exhausted, and feel the pain of that. Mm-hmm. Getting on the biomat, it's, well, like getting into a magnesium bath. It just, it's the effect of the, if it's already warmed up, is just almost instant.
Yeah. It's super interesting stuff. And I know that there are some studies, and I'm going to put some links in the show notes for this particular episode, that go into the positive effects of far infrared rays on metabolism as well. But have you looked into much the aiding and supporting of the detox process or metabolism when using something like the biomat?
Well, sure. Detox can be a very uncomfortable thing. You know, if you go slowly, it's less uncomfortable. Sometimes you can control it, and sometimes you can't. Mm-hmm. Detox is like a flu. In fact, a flu, the misery of a flu, is the experience of rapid detox, because the virus getting of the virus just pushes the body into, you know, a detox, a toxic waste dump. So by having your immune system stronger, having the body warmer and comfortable, I mean, if you have a flu, I mean, I joke with people, I'm going to die on a biomat for sure. The only way to go. But in terms of a flu, which is, as I say, a severe detox, and that's where some people die from it. Mm-hmm. You know, getting on a biomat and not getting off of it until the symptoms subside, I mean, that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's very therapeutical. I mean, you notice it right when you lie on it. And, you know, again, like, my kids will curl up on it. I curl up on it. It's a pretty amazing thing to just basically have on your bed. Or I take mine off my bed sometimes and just put it on the floor again if I'm going to do yoga or just lay there and meditate for a little while. But really interesting. And there's a lot of articles that have been written on the benefits, not just of infrared, but also the science behind using amethyst as a healing alternative for everything from cancer to detox, and even the use of something like the biomat for Lyme disease and Lou Gehrig's disease. And there's some really interesting articles behind this. I'm going to put a link to in the show notes for this episode. But Dr. Sirkis, anything else that you wanted to share with folks about the use of this thing, about how it can be used for therapy or health or anything else?
Well, it's essential part of my protocol. It, you know, if a person can afford one, and then you can buy a small one. It's not as, I mean, the professionals, I believe, is $1,550. They have a bio belt, and they have a mini one, which will cover a full grown person from groin to neck. It's the type of thing, if you can afford one, for sure you should have one.
Yeah, I actually didn't buy. Well, I paid for mine with financing. Basically, I pay $170 a month. And I do that for, I think, 9 months, and then I own it. I didn't plunk down all that cash all at once, and that makes it a little bit easier on the wallet.
So, and you don't regret it, right?
Oh, well, honestly, when I first got it, I wasn't quite sure, like, before it actually got to me, if it was going to be something I would actually notice, because I end up trying a lot of different pieces of technology and biohacks and stuff like that. And this one, as soon as I got on it, like, I put it on the afternoon I got on it, and I slept about an hour and a half,
Yeah,
and woke up feeling amazing. And I was like, okay, this one's a keeper. So the only question is, of course, when I get another one, because my wife and my kids kind of try and fight me off the biomat so they can use it. So,
you know, one of the things for people in the colder climates, I mean, this thing pays for itself because it so makes so much more sense to heat yourself.
Yeah.
In your bed than heating the whole house.
Exactly. Well, I turn it on before I go to bed and leave it on for about 10 minutes or so. So by the time I curl up in bed, it's already warm and the bed is warm, and it's just, yeah, it's great. Cause we really don't use our heater much in the fall or the winter. And, you know, we either wear extra clothing or exercise, or in this case, use the biomat. So it works well for that too.
In terms of basic medicine, this is like water, full hydration, light, getting enough light, these things, or enough magnesium, getting enough minerals, and iodine, and selenium. These are all basic things, and sulfur. Light, you know, the secrets of light, very important. We are light, we absorb light, we radiate light. In not only the far infrared range, but many, many high frequencies. So yeah. We are literally the light of this world. And so using light, not just for comfort and warmth, but for healing. It's like if you don't have enough light and you don't have enough water, I mean, where can you go?
Yeah.
Health-wise, or even sports performance.
Right, right.
You know, really nailing down the basics is just good medicine.
Yeah, and in terms of circulation for recovery, for enhancing recovery, for enhancing performance, it's also super useful for that as well. So this isn't just for sick people or for people who have cancer or something like that. It goes way above and beyond that. So, well, fantastic. I'm going to put some links to some research and some articles for anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about exactly how this works. And, you know, it's got everything from an electromagnetic interceptor that plugs in between the biomat and the wall, so you don't get exposed to EMF when this thing is plugged in, to a nice little carrying case, a wool pad that comes along with it. So I'm extremely impressed, and I wanted to get you on the call, Dr. Circus, to explain how you use it, and also to thank you for hooking me up with this thing. And, bringing it to my attention, because it's definitely one of the coolest little biohacks I own now, and one of the most useful that I actually use every single day to enhance my recovery and sleep. So, so thank you.
My pleasure, Ben.
Well, folks, if you have questions about the biomat, just leave it in the comments section for the show notes for this episode, and I'm happy to reply and help you out. And Dr. Circus, thanks for coming on the call today.
Okay, take care, Ben.
All right, folks, this is Ben Greenfield and Dr. Mark Circus signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. All right, well, despite the distractions of the noise from the internet bar that Dr. Circus was in, I hope you get the idea. This thing is pretty cool. So check it out, BenGreenfieldFitness.com/biomat. Far infrared rays, amethyst crystals that release negative ions, and a host of other cool technology that, again, may seem like a little bit woo-woo, but once you lay down on it or curl up on it, you'll definitely notice exactly what I'm talking about. So it's totally risk-free. They've got 0% financing. They've got a 30-day trial, all that jazz, so you can pretty much jump in and try it out and just send it back if you don't like it, or call me up and yell at me on the phone. But that hasn't happened yet. I've had over a dozen people grab this thing and gush over it. So very, very cool. Check it out, BenGreenfieldFitness.com/biomat. And again, if you have questions, email me. I'll personally respond, Ben@BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I hope you enjoyed this premium podcast episode.